Vatanya, which is about 10 lines to the bottom. Tanya, we learned. I'm sorry, a line before that. Vatanya, we learned two boxes. One of chuma, big boxes. The same state saw a makash of chuma, makash of chuma. Each one fell into another. We don't know which into which. I assume that the chuma fell into the chuma, the chulam fell into the chulam. The amrish lakashu shurab chulam ala chuma. It's only because there's raiv, and chuma is manas as a drabanon, and bitul b'raiv is a derisa, needing 100 is only a drabanon. So the double drabanon, so we're lenient. Rabbechlam abish lerab chulam ala chuma, even if it's not more, which means it's 50-50, and we're still makel. If it's a derisa, why go lakula? Drabanon, you can say, sabi drabanon lakula. But the right talking, he says that Mishloim Eloh Shlokish Tzavik Drabanan Ami Rabbu Yudavinon. He's Machmer. Even by Rabbanan, we don't say for Tzavik Drabanan here. We say you go Luchum unless there's a Roiv. El Rabbi Yechon and Kasha. And for the Gemara Mani Rabbanani. Another Ami Kureb Yaisi. That you're right. That goes like the sheet of Rabbanan that hold that Truma Bismana says it Rabbanan. And I hold like Kureb Yaisi. Now over here. There is a Shaila how to be Gairus. If you learn the way I just read it, so then it's saying that I hold like Rabbi Yaisi that Truma Bismana says it's a Raisa. Rashi's Gairus, I know Amina Lo Rabbi Yaisi. I personally hold Rabbanan, I just said according to Rabbi Yaisi it's a Raisa. The Tanya we learn Bethesda Raila Mashiosha Besecha Beirishta, it's twice inherited. Yerusha Rishai Nishni Yeshlehem, Ushlichis Eilehem. Eretz Yisrael only has to be Niskadish twice, not a third time. Because it remains Kaddish after the second Korban, and Truma Bismana says it's a Raisa. I'm Rabbi Yechon, I'm Tana say it's a Raisa, I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Frank the Gemara, now another Kasha. Vesav Rabbi Yechon, Drabonon, Loi Bayin, Rabbi. But it's Mashma that if he holds Truma Bismana, Drabonon, Rabbi Yechon is Meiko, even though there's no majority. I have not Mikva, Shesh, Barbom, Sam, Mechuvanas. A Mikva that has 40 saw exact. Nothing saw, but nothing saw. He put in a saw of white fruit juice. And took out a saw of a mixture, kosher. We have Rabbi Yehuda, Shilam, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yechon, and Adrubai, because it's bottle. My love, then the Shtai Rubai, you need 21 of one and left, right? Not 20 and 20. So the Gemara Loid Loi Nishko Rubai, as long as you have 20 and 20, it's good enough. Bibai Seima, Shani Yochad, Yikilmema, Shani Yaima. Over here, there's another Svara. It's not just Safik Drabanan. It is a reason to be Mako, because it's a 50-50 chance that the Chulun fell into the Chulun, and the Truma fell into the Truma. Over there, there's no Shani Eimer. There's no way out. It's going to be 50-50. There's no way to say that maybe nothing ever happened. Tam, we learned Androgynous Nisei. Androgynous can get married. Mashma, biblically, we're giving him a mitzvah to get married. So the Gemara Tana Imnasa doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to get married because it's only rabbinically he's considered a male. Biblically, we don't know. It's just a shlokish yisvara. And it means, if he got married, this is not loch. It says, Naisei, doesn't that say he should get married, which is Mashmi, he's a biblical male, that he can feed his wife, Truma Deraisa? No, the Gemara Ol Tamech, my Avaloi Nisa. What does Avaloi Nisa mean? Chathila? No, Elamai Nisa, the Yevon, and it's not the Yevon. It means he doesn't work as a female, even with the Yevon, so Naisei means with the Yevon. The Gemara, I mean, that's not a shlug up. Loi, Naisei, Chathila, Mashmi, Loi Nisa, the Yevon, Nami, Loi. It's not true. Naisei means the Chathila, and Loi Nisa means with the Yevon. So the Mishnah is Mashma like Rabbi Yechonon. Does it shlug up or shlugish? No, because your shlugish will learn Naisei means with the Yevon. But the Lashon HaMishnah is that Naisei is a Deraisa, like a Raya to Rabbi Yechonon. Affecting the Marmot, the Tani Saver of Lazar, Emma Chayab, Zregimus.
Meaning
the Vadai male? Meaning. According to the Mishnah's Mashma like Rabbi Yechonon, he's a Vadai male. Affecting the Marmot, the Tani Saver of Lazar, Emma Dragonus, Chayab, Nova Skila Kazachar. Says in the Sefer that Andreas Yechayv skill like a Zohar Mechlal the Tanakhama Svuchi Masapka like. That means the Tanakhama did not know, like Rosh Lakish. Don't think about it, no. Bein Lamar, Mifshim Shikalai. He could be not a skill of Mishnei Mechaymas. The question is there skill on both sides, meaning the feminine side and the way a woman would live with the Zohar? The Mar Sovachayav and the skill of Mishnei Mechaymas, the Tanakhama says he's a male, and it's chayim skila two way more than a male. Male is usually only one way. Shloike is archetype. That's how a male lives with a male. But here, it's like he's chayim even on the feminine genitalia, which means it's a double. Mashenki the Mar Sover to Zachar. In one hold, he's only chay from the Zachrus, not from the Nikvus. But both hold, he's a definite male. Amar Rav, less of a Masnisim become a Brisa. This Mishnah that says that an androgynous is a Vadai, mashma like Rabbi Yechanan, that he's a Zoraisa the Gezachar. There's a Brisa that says Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan is not sure. And we go with the Brisa more than the Mishnah. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Mandragin is buried if they ask me who, and here Taisa Spain's buried does not mean neither male or female. It means Suffolk. That's the Rabbi from Taisa. They don't know whether he's male or female. So Rav says the Brisa's version of Rabbi Yisrael is the true version of Rabbi Yisrael. Practically, more other Rabbi, less of the Brisa become a Masnitzin. Why don't you take the Mishnah's version? That the Gemara is Shavka Rabbi Yisrael Barzugay, in the Mishnah he's together with Rabbi Shimon. And then the Brisa is on his own. So it's Mashma, the Shema Binohadabe, he changed his mind from the Mishnah. And Taisus wants to know, how do you know which way it went? Maybe he changed his mind to the Mishnah. And again, Taisus doesn't answer. That's the Gemara by Tishmul Omer Les, the Brisa, and Mekama Masnissan. The Mishnah is the right version, Rabbi Yitzi holds. And Andragan is the Zachim of the Brisa. In fact, the Gemara at the Rabbah, Les, the Masnissan, Mekama Brisa. Why doesn't Shmuel say the Brisa is the main one? The Shemina, then the Shmuel, the Chayesh, the Chidah. Shmuel always worries about the individual opinion of the Chumrah. And over here, the Brisa is a Chumrah, it says he's a Suffolk. And for the Gemara, how do you mean the Kaloy Misakram Masnissan? Yes, Shmuel worries about the individual opinion when it's not a negative Mishnah. Misakram Masnissan, Loy Chayesh. But when it's against the Mishnah, he doesn't worry about the individual opinion. So the Gemara right. Amri Bey Rav Mishmei the Rav. Bey Rav, which is Ravuna, said in the name of Rav. Halacha Kareb Yaisi Bandraganus Ubahakava. In two places we passing like Rabbi Yaisi, and the Gemara will explain the two cases. In Shmuel Amar, we passing like Rabbi Yaisi Bekashi, which is labor pains, Ubekiddush, which is Klayim. Andraganus had Amra, we know the case of Andraganus, we passing Amri Bey Rav, passing like Rav of the Mishnah. Because in all these cases, it's Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon together. So therefore, Rashi says, the Ami Bei Rav Pasuk is like Rav of the Mishnah. And, no planting, no running it underground, I don't know what the word in English is, and no grafting, as she has Pachas Mishleishim Yehem L'Zei Rosh Hashanah. Because it has to be developed, the roots have to develop before Rosh Hashanah. Grafting develops roots in 3 days. Which we really don't need for our sugya, but it's for intellectual honesty. It doesn't mean 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it means 30 days before Elul. Because you need 30 days, because we learned Mechash Mechatzah Tishbais teaches us that you have to add 30 days to Shemitah. It's Aser a month before. You need 2 weeks and 30 days. And we Paskin like Rav Yaisi and Rav Shimon. Rav Paskin's 2 weeks and 30 days. Shmuel Amri B'Kaishi B'Kiddush. Kaishi Nitnan. Now this is only during the days of Zivus. So automatically we're talking about a woman that had a period during her pregnancy. And now is in her 11 days after her period, and she starts developing labor pains and seeing dam with pain. And the question is this labor pains? And therefore it's Leda, not Zivus, she doesn't need Shivanikiyam, or is it Zivus and she needs Shivanikiyam? So the question is, we assume it's labor pains, and labor pains does not need Shivanikiyam. However, how long are we willing to give a woman to have labor pains? So Kamiye Kishuya, 40 for a healthy woman, 50 for a sickly woman. The ninth month, meaning the ninth calendar month. Bezin says, Rishidish, that starts the ninth month. That's when labor pains start. It can be 2 days before a childbirth. It can be 29 days before a childbirth. It's the ninth calendar month.
Do they have good calculations then? How to know how deep in her pregnancy she was?
Doesn't make a difference. Labor is labor.
She
how you know it's the ninth month?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. That's fine, they do. Yes. The Bible says they were more exact than we were. They used to have pregnancies exactly to the ninth month. It was much more exact than we are today. Yeah. No pregnancy more, no labor pains more than 2 weeks, and we paskin like kibyaisi. Shmuel paskins like kibyaisi. Kiddush, what is the case of Kiddush? Dana masachet gavni, I got betwasi shukadeirai. One who pulls his gaf on the top of the grain of his friend, hires a kiddush and atches it. The chayev achiyusa, according to the Tanakhama, it's like putting milk into meat. Doesn't make a difference, it belongs to somebody else. You've created an entity called basur b'chalav. Here you created an entity called klayim, divrei meir. Because klayim needs desire or willingness to have them grow together. Ibayilu, Bandragin is Smiley Amr of Shimon. What would Smiley Amr of Shmuel? What did Shmuel Paskin Bandraginus? Tashema, Amr of Shmuel or Avonim, Lassil of Bryson become a Masnissin. He Paskins like the Mishnah that it is a derisa like Rabbi Yaisi, that he's a male derisa. Hakava Mali Amr Shmuel. What would Shmuel say by the case of Hakava? He does not paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. He paskins like the Maldiyama that says roots develop in 3 days. We have no indication what Rav would paskin by labor pains. Kiddush Maldiyama Rav. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. And Kalayim is an entity like Basu B'Cholam. There's another version the Rav said, Aloch Krab Yaisi. So why are you going with Amri Bey Rav, with Ravuna's version? Amri Bey Rav, Mani Ravuna. Who was the one that quoted the Rav Paskins like Krab Yaisi by Androgynous in our cover? It was Ravuna. Ravuna Amri Aloch, and he said that we don't. So in Ravuna's opinion, Rav said we don't Paskin like Krab Yaisi by Kalayim. Rav Yehuda Amri Timtum, Shanikra Venimsa Zachar, is a Saras. Dr. Gemara Barabami, my other little Rabbi Yehuda, the Tumtum de Biri, there was a Tumtum in the city of Biri. The Israel by Kusha, they put him on a chair of Ikra, and the covering got ripped off. The Isla Shavimnin, he had 7 sons. It's a riot that he's not a Saras, he can give birth. Dr. Gemara Yehuda, I'm a Lechazar, I'm one of the Ezaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, she was Mazana. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Tumtum lo Yachlut Shema Yikra Venimsa Sushama. Notice the difference between the son and the father. He says, Shema Yikra Venimsa Sushama. That the Gemara had to call the Mikra Zachar Avi. What is he saying? Is he for sure going to be a male? Hoki Kamer. Shema Yikra Venimsa Nekeva. Vim Nimsa Zachar, Shema Yimsa Sushama. So it's a suffix. My Benayu. Amar Rabba lives to Bamakamakam. Let's say this guy who was a Tumtum gave Chalitza. Can the brother do Yibam? According to Yehuda, yes, because the Saris is totally disqualified, and he's a definite Saris. Right? According to Yehuda, he's a suffix Saris. So the brother has to give Chalitza, but the other brother can't do Yibam, because she might have received Chalitza already. And Lachlut Shavoy B'Makam Machem. Let's say he's the only brother. According to Yehuda, she doesn't need anything, because he's a Saris. And according to Yehuda, he might not be a Saris. So he has to give Chalitza.
Doesn't hurt to give
Chalitza. Doesn't hurt, but the question is, do you need it? Does she have to wait for it?
She can marry it.
Let's say he's 3. Or 10. Think of an eye. I'm Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, I'm Rav Abba Achmed, Rav Yehuda by Zavdi, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav. Androgyn is chayav no v'skila m'shtei m'kaymas. We paskin that an androgyn is chayav skila both from the Zachrus, from the Shloike Darka, and from the Nikvus, from the female part. So we see the blood that says Mefarish not that way. That's the Gemara. Amar Kaitana. We had this Machlekes Tanorim earlier. This is a Machlekes Tanorim. Tanya Reb Samoy Yomer. I'm trying to get Chayav Mavskila. Mishnei Mekaymas. You're Chayav Skila on both places. My time is Reb Samoy. Where do you get that you should be Chayav in 2 places? Amar Rav Bamduri Azmali. That's Zachar Leisishka Mishkabe Isha. That means there's Mishkabe. Ezer Zachar Shez Vishnei Mishkabas. Havayim is Androgynous. So the Pasuk is talking about regular Mishkabe Zachar, but it adds Mishkabe to say that an Androgynous is Chayv on both places. Rabbonim, I forgot the Ezer Vishnei Mishkabas as Zachar Tzim. They learned the Pasuk is only talking about Androgynous. It's saying even an Androgynous that has Mishkabe, you're only Chayv for the Zachar part, not for the Chayvah part. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Zachar Zachar came from greater Manolo. So how do they know regular Zachar? Zachar Gemara means the S. We're glad it's like the Bach and the V'es. Isha Shlaki Darki Menalahu, Mibi Isha, says, Mishkava Isha tells me a woman has 2 Mishkavas as well. Amar Rav Shezi, Amar Rav Chizda, Loi Lekal, Amar Rav Lezer, Androgynous, Zachar Mal Yehu. Not for everything, the Rav Lezer say that Androgynous is male. came Mekdashim Yigdash. If that were true, so by Hegdish, then Androgynous should become Kaddish. And we see that Androgynous has not become Kaddish. We're not allowed to learn Kaddish. Tanya Rabbanan. Now we're talking about birds. And the halacha is Malika makes Nevela unless it's a Kachim. Now it depends which kind of psul there is. Certain psulim, it's not Nevela, even though the bird is possible for a carbon. And certain psulim, it is Nevela. Those that inhibit, meaning from being a carbon, totally not shayak to a carbon, is an Nevela. And those that are different kinds of psulim, is not Nevela. And the question is, what if the bird were a tumtum and an androgynous? Is it a kashra carbon, or is it not a kashra carbon? So the Tanakhama says, Hanirva, a bird that was committed bestiality to, Hamukta, designated to bring as a carbon to Avodah Zarah, Hanavid was served, the Esnam was given as a present to a prostitute, Makhir was exchanged for a dog, Matumtum Madraganus, Matamim Gadam Abay Sablia, they're puzzle, and therefore it's Nevela. And when a person eats them, not only does he become Tamei, but his clothing becomes Tamei. Matumtum Madraganus, A Matamim Gadam Abay Sablia. Because they're kosher carbon. By animals where the Torah insists zaka or nekeva. So then, atamaita tumtum adragis veneim, because we don't know, it's not a tumtum or adragis, it's not a zaka or nekeva. But I, if I will remember, by tumtum zaka or nekevi, atamaita tumtum adragis veneim. But didn't Rabbi Eliezer say a tumtum and adragis is a zaka? Torah is not by kachim. So again, there's a machlokes v'shaydim, how to understand that. Does that mean that it's a zaka with an exception? Or does that mean it's not an azachar, but for Mishkim Zachar it's considered a Zachar? It's Machlokes Rishayim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak of Anan Amitanina. Rav Eliezer and Maklayim, which is a mixed breed, the Treifa, the Yaitza Daifan, the Tumtun Madraganus, like Daishim, you can't donate him to Hegdish, but like Mikachim, and they not only that, but if they are Hegdish, and Klayim can be Hegdish because it was born from a mother that was Hegdish, and Treifa can be Hegdish. And treifa can be hegdish that you donated an animal and then it became a treifa. Yaitzadaifen can be hegdish. You donated a baby and then it was born as fetus and came out as a Syrian. Tumtum Madraganus was born to a mother that's hegdish. Even though it's hegdish, it cannot affect the tumura. Tumamina is a raya that he considers Tumtum Madraganus not kaddish by kachim. When I went to learn Torah by Rav Blazim and Shemua, they gathered to me like the chickens of Beis Bukya. They were very sharp, and they didn't let any strange chickens in. I only learned one thing from him, which is, Rav Blazim and Dragon is Chayab Mavskil Kazakh. Hadna Lacharo, Hadna Lacharo, Hadna Lacharo. Yes, mutaris l'balayim v'asuris l'yivameyim. There are women that are mutter to their husbands and asir to the yivam. Mutaris l'yivameyim v'asuris l'balayim. There are those that are mutter for yibum, asir to their husbands. Mutaris l'elu l'elu is the regular woman. Asuris l'elu l'elu, as the Mishnah will explain. V'elu mutaris l'balayim v'asuris l'yivameyim means their marriage was legal. Not only valid, but legal, but to the yivam, it's asir. Klein had yishinato samana. Perfectly legal, yes, l'elach klein gadol. Kalu shenasa chera, perfectly legal, but she became a halala, b'yeshleach kasher. Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael, perfectly legal, b'yeshleach mamzer, can't do yibam. Mamzer shenasa mamzeres, perfectly legal, b'yeshleach Yisrael. Mutaris l'bameyim, these are mutter to their husbands, basuris l'bameyim, and they're asir to their yavim. Ve'ilu mutaris l'bameyim, basuris l'baleyim. The following is the opposite way. Chengadl shekidish yisamana, not allowed to consummate the marriage. She's not a halala yet. But it's not a legal marriage. To him, it's legal. Kasher shenasa chalala, right, which is aser. To him, it's mutter. Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, illegal but valid. Yisrael mamzer. Mamzer shenasa bas Yisrael, illegal but valid. Yisrael Yisrael. Mutaris l'vameyim, basuris l'baleyim. They're mutter to the yavam and aser to their husbands. Ve'elu basuris le'elu li'elu. The following are aser to everybody. Chayin gadol shenasa samana. He married an amana, he turned her into kalala, so she's asked it to everybody. She's asked it to him, and she's asked it to the other. a kasher should ask the chalala, yes, a kasher. She asked it to him because he's a chalala, she asked it to his brother because he's a chalala. Yisrael should ask the mamzeres, yes, a chalala. She's a mamzer, she's asked to both of them. Mamzer should ask them about Yisrael. Yes, like mamzer, she's asked to both of them. Asuras leilu leilu, period. Shaka anashim, regular woman, mitaris levevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevevev divrei tzayim from shnei lebav to shnei liyavim. Sur lebav matayz liyavim. Shnei liyavim le shnei lebav. Sur liyavim matayz lebav. Shnei lezeh lezeh. Sur lezeh lezeh. Ein lo like suba. We punish a shnei. She doesn't get her suba. But like peris. She doesn't get reimbursed for all the fruit he ate, and he doesn't have to redeem her. But like mezaynus, she borrowed money. He doesn't have to pay back her loan. For sure, he doesn't have to feed her when she's here. Vloy blah, she doesn't get the worn-out clothing. However, avat kosher, the kids are unaffected. The kaiven isolaiti, we break up the marriage. Amar lo kaiven the rush v'chutz of the head. Mamzer zili so, ba'zi so the nafal mamzer, which is a love. Yeshlam suba, they do get it suba. We did not punish them not to get it suba. Merchishim tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Everybody, just